Okay, we now, good evening, gentlemen. We begin the last section of halachas, Hilchos Me'ila. Me'ila means misappropriating consecrated property from the temple. That's what Me'ila means. The word is to be mo'al, which is to misappropriate. It has 8 chapters, and not all of them are that lengthy, as a matter of fact, so we could finish this fairly soon, like within a month or so, we should finish it. And then we move on to Korbanot. Okay, so we are our 3 mitzvahs. I don't know if you have the introduction. Even right in the beginning, does it give you the introduction?
Well, yeah,
right at the top, the 3 mitzvahs?
Yeah.
Okay, good. So Yesh, Bechlol, and Sholosh mitzvahs. There are 3 mitzvahs that we're going to deal with over here. Achas mitzvahs, the same one is a positive mitzvah. Ushtai mitzvahs lo saseh, 2 are negative commandments. V'zehu pratan, these are the details. Aleph, number 1. L'shalem ha-mo'el asher chata, the one who misappropriates must pay for his sin the following. First of all, obviously, you got to pay what you took. But beyond that, bitosefes chomesh, with an additional 1/5, which we'll see is really a quarter, as we'll explain. Ve'korban, and a korban. Ve'zehu din ha-mo'el, and this is the law of the one who misappropriates. So that's the posmitz, for the payback, which is stole, misappropriated better, quarter plus a korban. Beis, sholavo bakadoshim, to not work with anything that belongs to the Beis HaMikdash, whether it's an animal or something else. And gimel soligzos kadoshim, to not shear the animals. Don't work them, don't shear them, and obviously not to misappropriate them.
So is doing those last 2 things misappropriating too? I
mean, yes, that it's part of misappropriating. So there's the real misappropriating. Let's say you take a korban, let's say you take an animal, shechtet need it.
Right.
That's the most obvious misappropriation. Yeah. Okay, but now we're saying you didn't even damage them per se, you just use them.
So you can't get any benefit, right? No benefit,
you,
right?
You're not allowed to get any
benefit.
But you
can get an indirect benefit by not, let's say, feeding them, which costs you money.
Not feeding them. Once I give it to Hekdesh, I don't have to feed them.
And once you give it to Hekdesh,
they belong to Hekdesh. Right. Now, if you use it, you're not allowed to use it.
How would you shear them then if you want to give it to Hekdesh?
You just walked in and sheared it. Or very simple. I'm in my farm. I say, I'm now giving this cow belongs. It's going to go for a korban of the temple.
And then you accidentally shear it.
Then you shear it accidentally. You can't do that. Okay, let's just start with the very basic fundamentals for starters. And one of the big differences is going to be, we're going to see between mazid and shogeg. Mm-hmm. Intentional and unintentional. Okay, simple halacha first, aleph, asur lehedyid. It's forbidden for a commoner. Here the word commoner means any Jew, even a Kohen or a Levi. We'll see in certain situations. Everyone is called a commoner is juxtaposed to the Beis HaMikdash. Something belongs to the Beis HaMikdash, and you took it when you weren't supposed to. There's certain things Kohanim can't even take. Okay, so any Jew misappropriates something for himself. You're not a lehonos to benefit mikotch Hashem. The things that are holy, that are consecrated to Hashem, you may not benefit from it. Whether it's something that's going to be brought on the mizbeach, whether it's an animal, flour, wine, libation, whatever, doesn't matter that. Or it's been consecrated for the upkeep of the temple. Either way. And once you benefit, the minimal amount being a shavet pruta, which is the lowest coin denomination, mikotche Hashem, of anything that's been consecrated to Hashem, mo'al, he is guilty of misappropriation. That's what the pasuk says. Mo'al bo mo'al. If somebody misappropriates it, what's the law? The law is he has to pay back from that. Okay. Beis, dvarim, shehutru ba'achila min ha-karbanos. Okay, now we're going to say what some exclusions are. Let's say you brought a korban, and now you've sprinkled the blood. Now, let's start it from this. When I say I'm giving a korban as a shlomim, at that point that I say this korban is a shlomim, I cannot misappropriate that. I can't do anything with that korban to benefit from that korban. Now,
so you're giving that one? Or you're
yes, this animal here, Bessie, is going to be a shlomim. Okay, you cannot benefit from that shlomim. Now, how about when you shech the animal, and now the blood has been sprinkled, it's processed. Now you are entitled, the commoner, to eat parts of the shlamim. At that point, there's no me'ila anymore, because it's gone out of heaven's domain, and now it's anybody's, it's the owner's, basically, and you can enjoy that. And that's what the Rambam is saying when the me'ila falls off. So when you dedicated the animals as shlamim up to and through the zarika, you can't touch anything, you can't benefit anything. Now that you've been the Zerika, or for that matter, a Korban Chatas, vis-a-vis the Kohanim, who are allowed to eat the meat of that. So that's what he's saying now. Dvarim Shudrachila, I mean, our Karbanas that have reached a stage where a human can eat it. Kigon, for example, Basar Chatas V'Oshan, a Korban Chatas and a Korban Oshan, for Kohanim only. Acher Zerika is done after the blood is sprinkled. Or the two breads on Shavuos, after the blood was sprinkled for the two sheep on Shavuos. Ein bahamila. There's no misappropriation, because they are permitted for the Kohanim, and you cannot be chayev. Even if Yisrael should eat it, he has not transgressed me'ila. He may have stolen from the coin. There could be other issues. We're only focused on one thing today. Me'ila. Has he stolen from God? Right. He has not. He may have stolen from the Kohanim. And that could be an issue he's got to deal with. But Me'ila, he did not have. That's what he says. Afilo ochel hazar me'elu. Even if a non-Kohen eats of these things we mentioned, ukiyos, or anything else that are exclusively for the Kohen, why are you not Moel? Hoel sins. Since some people may now benefit from it, it has been taken out of the ownership of Hegdish, and call a Nehena Mehem Lomo. Anyone who benefits from it has not misappropriated from Hashem. And let's say even more. Let's say afterwards, the animal now becomes Tame, and the coin can't eat it, but the blood's been sprinkled. Even if whatever something happened to the animal now, let's say it stayed overnight, and it's no sore or whatever, after the Shrika Saddam, even though nobody can eat it, we're forbidden to eat it, everybody's forbidden to eat it, but since there was a time where somebody could have eaten it, and at that time it's been quote unquote extracted out from Kodesh, there's no misappropriation. And the Rambam doesn't have to tell us about Korban Shlamim, because clearly a Korban Shlamim, everybody can eat a Korban Shlamim. So that basically becomes one of the rules of thumb. Cut, shake, column. This is basically, cut, shake, column, and some cut, shake, column. But any animal that, because of the processing of it, now can be eaten by a human being, there's no me'ila on those parts of the animal that can be eaten by a human being. Other parts that are supposed to go to Hashem, you would be mauled.
Parts that are going to be burned.
That are going to be burnt on the Mizbeach, that still belongs to Hashem. So you can theoretically be eating one part of the Korban and not be mauled, and eat another part of the Korban and yes be mauled, because some things never left being Hashem's to begin with, and therefore you'd be chayiv for that.
Does it have to be food, like if you eat the toenails or something? It's not food.
We'll get into those details later. Okay, Gimel now tells us the big difference between Mazid and Shogeg, and we're going to learn something counterintuitive. You would think, who should get the worst punishment? The guy who doesn't get Mazid or Shogeg? The Torah tells us otherwise. Uh-huh. And Rambam's going to tell us just basic push-up shot that comes out of the Psukim. Gimel. Sort of yes, sort of no. You'll see. You could decide on your own. Depends if you value your money or your body more. You'll see in a minute. Got to read the first line very carefully now. Kolamoyo bezodin, anyone who misappropriates intentionally. Now, the wording of the Rambam is suspect. Loike gets lashed. Umishalam, and he pays. Hold on. Ma shepoga mina kodesh berosho, from what he blemished or diminished in value from the Kodesh, Berosho, meaning to say the principal. Okay? In other words, let's say he ate from a korban. He's not allowed to eat. Korbanola. He eats from a korbanola. Besides any other punishments, there could be multiple averes. We're talking about, did you steal from Hashem? Let's say there's a korban that has been designated for Hashem, and you got the animal here. What do you want? He went and shechted it and had a barbecue. You know this is hegdish? I sure do know it's hegdish. You're not supposed to do it. I'm doing it anyway. Or, let's say, okay, so now he has to pay what he has now made less value of the animal. Could be the whole animal, could be part of the animal. Whatever is deemed the loss of the principal that has happened, he has to pay for the loss. Now here's the problem. That's right. The problem with the Rambam is he says he gets lashed and he pays, which is very difficult to understand because we already know there's a rule that when you do one sin that comes with two punishments, that you don't pay and get lashed, right? You don't get both. You get the worst punishment. So what's going on over here? So therefore, some of the commentators say we have to amend the wording of the Rambam. And instead of saying lashed and pay, it should be lashed or pays, depending on the situation. For example, if he was warned before, don't do it. This is hektish. You are transgressing an avera of misappropriating hektish. He says, I hear what you're saying. I'm hungry. I'm going to do it anyway. So at that point, when he's warned, then he's going to get lashed because he's transgressed a lav with an action. And that's the bigger punishment. Lashing is a bigger punishment than payment. However, let's say he did it, but nobody warned him. Since he's getting warned, he can't get lashed. So if he can't get lashed, then he pays. So that's the point over here. So he does that.
You don't get a choice. It just depends on the
situation. It's a situation. Okay, we'll see shortly, but he does not pay the fifth, and he also does not bring a korban. Okay? And now, how do we know all this? Well, v'ashara shel me'ila mizesh. And what's the warning? Remember, you have to have a warning before you're going to get punished. Okay? So the warning is, lo sucha lecho bisharecha, you may not eat in your gateways. Maser de goncha, the tenth of the grain, nidarech of your vows. And from that, the rabbis further learn rabbinically, mipi ashmua, the rabbis deduce, lamdu, shezu ashara, the pasuk really here is referring, la ocha mipsar ola. It's eating the meat of a korban ola. The ola is a prototype of me'ila, and that's the one we're using. And it's, there's an ashara, you shall not eat in your gates from a korban ola. And why do we pick ola? Ho v'kul Hashem, because the ola completely goes to Hashem, is completely burned on the mizbech. So that becomes the prototype. V'adin l'shar kol kodesh, and that's his lema for any holy item, shul Hashem levado, that belongs to Hashem alone. When you first give it, anything, even a shlamim initially only belongs to Hashem. Beimi kachim mizbech, doesn't matter if it's kachim that's going to be brought on the mizbech as an offering. Beimi kachim bedek abayis, doesn't matter if it's a gift for the upkeep of the temple. Im nehenu behem shava pruta, if you have benefited the minimal value of a pruta, loika, you get lashed. So the halach of mezid, the way we understand the Rambam, is if you're warned, you get lashed. If you're not warned, you pay the principal. That's what the Torah says. However, mal bishkaga, if you unintentionally do it, and this psukim clearly spell that out. This is not a svar of the Rambam. The psukim clearly say this. Now, it's three things has to happen. Mishalim eshenena, he has to pay to whatever degree he benefited or made less valuable the animal. Vitosef eschomesh, and pays an extra fifth. Umevi ayon, he has to bring a ram as an atonement. Mishne slime has to be worth at least two slime coins. Umakrivo asham, he brings it as a korban asham. Umiskaperlo, he reaches atonement. Vizela nikra, and this is called asham mi'ilos. When we talk about asham mi'ilos, the guilt offering of misappropriation, it's talking about a shogeg. Either he didn't know it was hektish, or he didn't know that he couldn't do that with hektish, but it was clearly unintentional. Shenemar, because the pasuk says it clearly, V'chata v'shkaga mikotcha Hashem, you unintentionally sin against kotchim of Hashem. V'evias Hashemo, he brings his korban Hashem. V'eskol asher chata, and that which he sinned, min ha-kodesh, from the holiness, yishalim, he pays, v'eschamishiso, and another fifth. Okay? And this, v'shilum ha-kerim v'tosefes chomesh, and paying the principal with this extra fifth, im havos ha-korban, with the korban, mitzvahs asay, is a positive commandment to do that.
So mitzvah b'dei shamayim never comes into this?
Nope.
Because it was so common in the other ones that we've done dealing with.
There's no misa b'dei shamayim. This is a korban, doesn't have misa b'dei shamayim. So it's just hard to understand. I don't have an answer of so why does the guy who's mazed get off the
hook? It's not even what's worth.
Hook
it's
so easily.
Even from a monetary standpoint, it's cheap if it's intentional.
Okay, but you have to remember, there's nobody losing money here. It's just hegdish, quote unquote. It's not like he's stealing from a person.
I appreciate that. So, but I'm saying what it costs him is more if it was...
Obviously, and you have to know, this is just what the Beis Din down here is able to do.
Okay?
In God's eyes, certainly, there's no question, the guy who does it intentionally is a worse fellow. You could say that maybe this is a sin that you can't get atonement for.
Right, that's what we used to say about lashes.
That's right. Certain things you can't get atonement for.
If you
intentionally steal from Hashem, that's about as low as you can get, wouldn't you say?
Especially with a warning.
And the only thing you can do is just pay back what you take. I don't even think you can really get atonement.
Maybe that's why you don't bring a korban.
You know, there's no korban. It's shocking. But there's many averis you don't bring a korban for.
That extra...
Right, like I say, Shabbos, if you intentionally do it, if there's witnesses, you get killed. If not, you get kares, but you don't bring a korban. So I guess you have to say the same thing over here, but although it doesn't come with kares over here, though.
Yeah.
But you just pay what you stole.
Why doesn't it come with kares?
You have to ask God. He's the one who decides who gets kares for what. So I don't know. But anyway, so that's the
But that extra counter is usually to dissuade.
But you can't dissuade a shogeg, can you?
Sure.
That you're mixing up with the tenth of Meister Shani. Yeah. Okay? I would rather have you do the original, but if you can't, you can get off with the tenth. Here
in Ezekiel, wasn't there something about it? You have to pay an extra percentage?
Certain things, but here, you can't dissuade. You got to be more careful only.
Right, yeah.
It's not a question of dissuading. You should have been more careful with Hegdish.
Yeah.
Okay, we'd have to look into more Agada to understand the difference between, but that clearly is the difference here. Mm-hmm. Now, how do you get atonement? Dalid, Tashlum HaKaren, paying off the principal amount. And bringing the korban asham in the shogeg case, those two alone, at minimum, me'akvim ha-kapara, they hold back any atonement. If you don't pay back the principal when it's unintentional, and you don't bring the korban, if you don't have those two, you have not been atoned. Now, what is that coming to exclude? If you don't pay the fifth, you haven't lost the atonement. Shenemer, because the pasuk is very clear where the atonement comes from. The pasuk says, "Be'el ha'asham," with the ale of the and the asham, literally the ale with the ram, and that with which you sinned. The pasuk says, "Brings kapara." So, what does that mean? Ale, the ram, that's the animal you bring. The asham, and that which you sinned with, the amount you stole, ma'akvin, they hold back atonement. The fifth doesn't hold back atonement. It's just an IOU to the Beis Hamikdash. Let's say the guy's only got enough money to pay the principal, not the fifth. What's he going to do? His atonement will be deferred, and delayed. He wants to get atonement as soon as possible. So as soon as he can scrimp together the principal and also bring the korban, he gets atonement. That fifth becomes an IOU that he has to pay. Now, what about the order of the atonement? Let's go to Aloha Hey. What if he brings the korban first, but didn't pay back what he misappropriated? The Rambam is going to say the korban is of no value. Because it makes sense. Before you really get kapara, you got to return what you stole. That's the same thing when you steal from somebody. Yeah. Well, I'm really sorry. I won't do it again. Well, that doesn't help. You didn't pay me back what you stole. So always you have to take care of rectifying what you did before you can get atonement for what you did. You can't get atonement before you rectify. So that's what Rambam says in Halacha Hey. Hevi me'ilo. So if he brought his korban for misappropriating, actually hevi ashamo, before he paid off the principal, lo yotza, he has not fulfilled his obligation. And then what he has to do is now pay what you owe and then bring a second korban. That's when he'll get the kapar. Now, how about the following, though? What if nistapik, well, he's not sure, ima'al olomal, if he has misappropriated or not. For example, let's say there were two animals got mixed up. One was consecrated, one wasn't.
Right.
And he sheared one of them. Okay, well, did he misappropriate or not? He doesn't know. Nobody knows. So what's the halacha now? Well, he's off the hook. Pater minat tushlumim, minat korban. He doesn't have to pay. He doesn't have to bring a korban. Can't bring a korban. A korban is for atonement. Well, he doesn't know if he needs atonement or not. He doesn't have to pay because we have to prove that he owes the money, which we can't prove. So therefore, there's nothing to be done over there. It's interesting. I don't know why we don't bring an Oshem Tol. I don't know why not.
That's exactly for when that
but
is.
He's, but he's, well, it's for other cases as
right,
well.
Right, when you don't know.
Now, interestingly, there's a machlokas in the Gemara. Rabbi Akiva says that he would bring an Oshem Tolui on this Safek Me'ilah.
Right.
It's exactly what he says, just like in Safek Krave Krisos. And the rabbis argue on him, and we paskin like the rabbis. Okay, now, here's an interesting thing. What's the status, now that he pays the fifth, what's the status of the fifth? So let's say he damaged an animal worth 100. So he pays, we'll see, 125. That's the fifth, we'll see. So now he gives 125 to the Beis Hamikdash. What if now the 25, he now misappropriates the 25? The question is that called misappropriation of Hekdash, or maybe it's a misappropriation of a fine? So Rama says, no, it's misappropriation of Hekdash. And therefore, Vahachomish, this newly given fifth, Harehu Kitchilas Hekdash, it's like newly created Hekdash. Vim Nehenabo, and if he benefits only from the fifth, let's say nothing else, just from this fifth he benefits from, Mosif Chomesh Al Hachomesh. He gives a fifth on the fifth.
Okay. So you can't take the fifth.
All right. Now, I imagine he also pays the principal on it. I'm imagining he would pay the principal on it. It doesn't say it, but I would imagine. But it's considered like regular hit Hegdish, and therefore it continues on that. And many times we've explained throughout my teaching, says the Rambam, what I mean when I say a fifth. Kama pa'amim. I've said many times, Shachomesh, the fifth is really Echad Marba, is really a quarter, Mina Karen, from the principal, Ashehu, until it, Vechamsho, and the four quarter, becomes Chamisha, becomes a fifth. So again, if it was worth 100, so he takes, what's, divide 100 into four parts, 25 times 4, he gives 25. Now when you have 125, the 25 you give is one-fifth of the 125. That's called a fifth from the outside, or really from the inside. The inside, well, the outside, because now that it's a bigger number, now it's a fifth, as opposed to a fifth from the inside would only be 20. So I've said that many times.
20 versus 25%.
That's right. So it's really 20%. It's really 25%, but we're calling it 20%, because at the end of the day, it's 20%. Okay. Yesh dvarim, there are certain things, we'll do this last halacha, there are certain things we will see that biblically you're not transgressing because of me'ila. We will get to cases like that in the future. But still in all, but the rabbis told us we're not supposed to benefit from it, to safeguard that we shouldn't transgress biblical cases. So what happens if you have benefit from something that is only rabbinically considered consecrated? It's not really consecrated, but they said you can't benefit from it lest you benefit from real consecrated stuff. The halacha is v'hanehena mehem mishalim keren bilvad. You only pay the keren, you only pay the principal. V'eino mosif chomish, you don't add a fifth. V'eino mevi yashim, you don't bring a korban yashim. So it comes out to summarize. when a person is mazed on a biblical thing, he either gets lashed if he was warned, or he pays the principal and that's it. Kapara doesn't seem to be on the table. Guy does it bishogeg, he pays the principal, a fifth, and brings a korban. If it's a suffake, you don't bring anything. And in a case where the rabbis said that this is an item that although technically, biblically, you could benefit from it, but the rabbis told us not to benefit from it, and now you misappropriate that, so therefore, since it's only rabbinic, you only pay the principal, not the fifth, and you don't bring a korban.
If you donate to Bedek HaBayit, is that part of Megillah, or is that your...
Sure, that's what he said. Yes, right away. If I say I'm giving this cow to be sold for Bedek HaBayit, it would not take a difference.
It's not a korban, it's just being...
It doesn't matter. Any of these things, if it's for upkeep, as long as it's not been... usually you're waiting it for it to be redeemed. As long as it's not been redeemed, it has all the laws of Me'ilah. Okay, we're going to stop it right over here.